in prisoner's chain, the bleeding strand, Paul and Silas played at night, and in their pain began to sing. Yes, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray. Defy the chains, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Yes, bless his name. Amen. Oh, now I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless
name. I bless your name.
So if you find
that in your life
you're
in the midst of time so hard, reach out by faith. Eyes on you, and you will find
you're not alone. I bless your name.
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
I bless your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I bless.
Thank you, oh God. We bless your name tonight.
I give you all.
We give you all the honor. And we give you the praise. You are the life.
You are the life.
The truth. And the way.
The truth.
I bless your name, Lord, tonight. We bless your name, Lord, because there is no other name that has been given amongst men but the name Jesus Christ. There is no other name, my brother. There is no other name, my sister. Oh, yes, that has been given amongst men than the name of Jesus Christ.
I give you praise.
Oh, yes.
You are the light.
He is the life.
The
resurrection and the life.
I bless.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, will you like to bless his name this evening? Will you like to praise his name this evening? Will you like to give honor to his name this evening? Oh, then raise up your hand and say, Lord, I bless your name tonight. Lord, I thank you, oh God. Oh, for the mercy and the grace that, Lord, you have given unto us, oh God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you above all your loving kindness, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Oh, we give glory to you, Lord, because you are the resurrection and the life, Lord. Oh, there is no other name like the name Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give you the praise. Oh, because you are alive, we also are alive, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another night like this, O God, that we find ourselves in no other place but in your presence. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all that you have done for us, Lord, the week. And Father, we thank you even for tonight, Lord. Oh, journey mercies that you have given unto us. Oh, to come all the way from our various homes. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. We thank you. We give glory to you. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We give you the glory, Lord. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, God. We appreciate you, Lord, this evening, Lord, because of the grace that once more you have accorded us, O God, to be in your presence, Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for the day, Lord, and even, Father, our going out and our coming in. Amen. We thank you at our working places. We thank you in our various homes. We thank you for our children. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the church. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even for the moment that, Lord, we are here in your presence, O God. Father, we know we are not here on our own will. It is your will that we will be here. And Father, we believe that, O God, anytime you call your children, there is something in store for them. And so tonight, Lord, we know you will touch our hearts, Lord. We thank you. We bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Hallelujah. Are you happy tonight? Amen. To be in his presence? Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Shall we be seated for a moment? Thank the Lord. Amen. I see many chairs are empty. Hallelujah. But yet we know he is here. Amen. Praise God. Because he said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Oh, to quicken them. So tonight, the Lord touch your heart to be here. Anyway, we remember all our brethren who have not been able to be here. We commit all of them into the hands of the Lord. They have various reasons why they weren't able to be here. So we will remember them. Amen. We pray for them. How many believe that? Yes. God richly bless you. So we are grateful to be back in our prayer meetings. And we've come here to have, as we come here in one body. Amen. Amen. We come here in one body. So you are the head, or you are the eye, you are the nose, you are the leg. You are the arm. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we form what? That body of Christ. Hallelujah. So we come here in one body. Hallelujah. And with one faith. Mm. Praise the Lord. And in one spirit. Amen. And above all, with one love. Amen. Because without these things, our worship is in vain. Praise the Lord. Because the word says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And as it is written in John 4, 23 and 24, it said, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes. Praise God. Yes. And so when you come here, you need to forget about yourself as we have that song. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have come into his house to magnify and worship him. Eh? So forget about yourself and concentrate on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let your heart be open. Hallelujah. If you have, I believe if you have an oath with your brother or your sister, you have already settled it. Mm. If you have not settled it, just before we pray, just ask Lord, forgive me and prepare me for tonight. Mm. Amen. So we've come into the house of God to look into the mirror of life. Hallelujah. To remind ourselves the things like who we are and why are we here and where are we at. Amen. And then where are we going? Amen. We've come to look into the mirror of life. The other day I was telling you there are two different kinds of mirror. One is the natural mirror that hangs all over in our houses, some in the bathroom, some in the bedroom, all over. Praise the Lord. And every day we look into that natural mirror to do what? To straighten our ties, to brush our hair. Before we go out, we make sure that we have dressed well. Praise the Lord. That's the natural side. It makes you to know how you look like. Praise God. How you look like. But when the question is, do we look into that mirror of life also every day as we do look to the natural one? The spiritual mirror. The mirror of life. This also, you look into it. And you know who you are. Yes. Not how you look like. How you look, but who you are. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. We are going to look into the mirror of life and know where we are at and who actually we are. Amen. So we shall turn to the reading of our book. Our mirror, we'll look into it tonight. Turn into James 1. The book of James. And I read from the 17th verse to 25. And then our second reading will be 2 Corinthians 3:18. Let's hear the word of God. First James 1:17-25. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgotten what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. The second reading, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Just a continuation of it. But we all, with open face beholding as a glass in the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory.
Hallelujah.
Even as the Spirit of the Lord. Shall we bow down? Heavenly Father,
amen.
These are words of life. And you are the life and the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray tonight, the Lord, you, the author of your word, God, will lay your hands upon your word, God. And Father, make it alive unto us.
Amen.
All that, Lord, we need for our life, God, to go through this journey, Father, let it be unto us tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, what a wonderful word from God tonight. Looking at the James again, he said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Praise the Lord. It is not from man. Any gift from man is of the devil. And it cometh down from the Father of lights. He is the light of this world. With whom is no variableness. Oh, God doesn't vary.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When he says this, it is that.
Amen.
There is no vary. God cannot say something today and change it tomorrow.
Amen.
What has been written is written.
Amen.
What God means is what? The same yesterday, today and forever. It changeth not. Because he himself said in Malachi 3, says, I am the Lord, I changeth not.
Hallelujah.
And his word cannot vary, his word cannot change. Praise God. He said, neither a shadow of turning. No, sir. There's no shadow of turning. It is straight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And then he said, wherefore, verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive them with meekness the engrafted word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Engrafted. See? Something that has been cut from the same material. It cannot be what? Cannot be robbed.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, I don't know whether something has been engrafted here. No, these are all put on. Engrafted at the same wood you cut the same word, something.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
has engrafted the same material. Praise God. So he is his own word. He is his own word. Praise God. He said, we should be what? Swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to wrath. Take notice of that. Be swift to hear the word of God.
Amen.
So that as today is prayer meeting or Sundays, Fridays, or whatever day that we, the children of God, need to meet here. You see, if you are swift to hear, oh, you'll be here. Praise God.
Amen.
You've got to be swift to hear. The topic of tonight is Ichabod. Praise the Lord. The topic tonight is Ichabod. We will come to that. Praise God. So, but slow to speak and slow to wrath. You see? Not all the time, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my brother, my sister, reserve those things.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. To praise his name.
Amen.
The blah, 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 use that to praise his name.
Amen.
To worship him. To go down on your knees and pray.
Amen.
Praise God. And for us, oh my brother, turn the other side. When somebody knocks you, just turn the other side. Praise the Lord. So when we looked at the second reading also, as we were talking about the spiritual mirror, the mirror of life. He said, when you look into it constantly, then your image itself is being changed from glory to glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. When you look into it, you see, for the natural one, he said, you look into it, you saw that your tie was good, and then you left, you forgot about who you were. But here, praise the Lord, you look constantly into it.
Amen.
Then you are changing from glory to glory.
Amen.
It is more in you.
Amen.
And not only being a hearer, but a doer. Hallelujah. Of the word. Praise God. So tonight our topic is Ichabod. And how came about this Ichabod? We know the story already. Praise the Lord. And Ichabod means the presence of God has departed, or the glory of God has departed. My brother, my sister, tonight we're going to check ourselves. We're going to examine ourselves. Because many a time, maybe we don't know that we are in Ichabod condition.
Amen.
You may not know that you are in Ichabod condition. The glory of God has departed. During the time of Eli, the priest, when he became old and his eyes became dim, his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they were supposed to have taken the ministry. But we all know how they were leading the people. So for that reason, he said, during that time, the word of God was precious in those days. Because there was no open vision. And the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish.
Amen.
Praise God. His eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And listen to this carefully. And God sworn to judge the house of Eli. Why? He said, and therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. Now listen why it happened that way. Eli have served God. All right. But look at this carefully. Why is it? Because his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, made themselves vile. And he restrained them not. Brethren, you got to take serious notice of this. Our children, you will be responsible. He said he failed to restrain the children. And they became vile. And he had to pay the price. Watch these parents. The children are the gifts of God. The gift God has given to us. And if you just watch them to go wayward, yes, we must love them. We must pamper them. But with what? By the word. Should be done according by the word. Praise the Lord. So, it came to a time Israel had to go to war. They had to fight. They went to fight against the Philistines, their bitterest enemies. And now look, the Bible says they pitched beside Ebenezer. Oh my, that's the first point. They pitched beside what? Ebenezer. And the meaning of Ebenezer is what? The stone of help. Hebrew meaning the stone of help. That's where the army pitched. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then they remembered what the ark of God can do. They remembered what the ark of God can do. And so they said that they should bring the ark of the covenant of God in their midst as they are going to battle. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that's the second thing. First, by the stone of help, now the ark of the covenant of God in their midst. And the Bible says when the ark of the covenant arrived in the camp,
hallelujah,
there was a shout.
Amen.
A great shout that it shook the whole earth. So when the Philistines heard it, say, today we are finished. What is happening in the camp of Israel? Then somebody said, hey, they have brought the ark of God there. Say, we are finished today. Because we all know what the ark of God can do. They have heard about it. Praise the Lord. With all this in place, they went to war. And what happened? They took to their heels. They left the ark of God behind. The enemies took the ark of God. Hophni and Phinehas, they were killed. And when the message came to Eli, he was seated in his chair. He heard that his two sons were gone. The ark of God especially has been taken away. He couldn't contain it. He fell down and he also what? Died. Meanwhile, the daughter-in-law was heavy in pregnancy. And she also heard what has happened. Israel has been defeated. Her husband has been killed. Her father-in-law is dead. The ark of God has been taken away. It was too much for her. The Bible says she bowed down in what? In pain. And today we will say that something like a forced labor. Praise the Lord. Said she delivered in pain. And while she was just passing out, the midwife came to her and said, "Oh, just cheer up. You've got a baby boy." He said, "I named him Ichabod because the glory of God has departed from Israel." Amen. I call him Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. Now, my brother, my sister, that is the condition we got to be what? Careful. To make sure we have not fallen into that condition, Ichabod condition. No matter how you pray, no matter how you shake the whole world, my brother, your shouting, your shaking and everything doesn't go anywhere. Praise the Lord. Because you have not put things right. Amen. Is it not the same ark of God that opened the Jordan waters? Was it not the same ark of God that broke down the Jericho wall? The difference. Joshua. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I like Joshua. Amen. So tonight, as we look into the mirror, tonight, the mirror of life, you go to type yourself tonight with Joshua. Amen. Praise God. Joshua, look, he was ministering to Moses. And this young man was very, very vigilant, obedient, submissive, everything. And he was watching every step. So the day they go to the Red Sea, Moses said something so great. When the people were murmuring, "Hey, Moses, why have you brought us here to die? Are there no graves in Egypt?" Meanwhile, they saw the army of the Egyptians coming. Then Moses stood in their midst and said something powerful, something of faith. He said, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of God. That these Egyptians that you see today, you are not going to see them forever anymore." Praise God. What faith. Then from there, he went to a corner. "Oh God, what should I do?" Then God shouted on him, "Why criest unto me?" Amen. Tell the people of the children of God and move forward. Amen. Before he came to himself, Joshua was watching. Amen. Amen. Joshua was watching all this. So the day when it came to his turn, when he had to cross the Jordan, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jordan has overflowed. Amen. He said, "Hey, my people, sanctify yourself. Yes. Tomorrow we are crossing this Jordan." Yes. Oh, praise God. Yes. Mm. "Tomorrow we are crossing this Jordan." And God just looked at the host and said, "Joshua, from this day, would I magnify you?" Amen. "In the sight of what? The whole of Israel." Amen. "I'm going to magnify you." Amen. And God, as he has spoken, no worry, it got to stand. Amen. 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 And before, when they crossed the Jordan, when they got there, the glory of God was already there. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The glory of God has gone before them. It is not a question of Ichabod. The glory of God has gone before them. And there stand a man with a drawn sword. And Joshua asks, are you for us or you are for what? Our enemies. He said, I am the captain of the Lord's host. I'm here to lead in the battle. Oh, tonight, the captain of the host is standing here tonight to lead in our battle tonight. The prayer meeting tonight is here. How many believe it? The captain of the Lord of hosts is here. The glory of God going before. This is not a question of Ichabod. But the glory of God going before. And meanwhile, the glory of God had gone, had broken all the foundation of the Jericho wall already. Jericho wall, he has already what? Softened the whole world foundation.
Hallelujah.
They didn't battle. Amen. They just went around it every day one time, the 7 days, seven times. And then they shouted, this is a shout of glory. Amen. 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 Oh, praise God. Amen. It's not like the other one where the glory of God had departed. But this, the glory of God was in their midst. And when they shouted, the whole Jericho wall has to what? Break down.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because Joshua was doing the will of God.
Amen.
He was doing the will of God. Joshua was like you and me.
Hallelujah.
He always take the word of God and move along with it. God told him, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you.
Amen.
That alone stamped, and it is okay for him. And he saw all that Moses did in Egypt. Let there be frogs, there were frogs.
Yes.
Let there be this, there was. It happened. Praise the Lord. So that day when he was also, the sun was going down, he has not yet finished with the battle. Oh, he said, hey, son, stand over Gibeon.
Amen.
And you, moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon. Amen. Until I finish with my enemies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And God, he said, the Bible says, where is this? The Bible says, the Bible says, and there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. Praise the Lord. He stopped the whole creation of God. God was obliged to do what? To fulfill his word. Praise the Lord. Tonight, my brother, we look into the mirror of life. We want to be like Joshua tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And take the word of God. And oblige God to what? To fulfill it. Because it is his word. Tonight, each and everyone is going to pick something and ask God tonight. And let's come back with what? Testimony to the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My faith holds that. Your faith must hold that.
Amen.
Tonight, let us all our faith come together.
Amen.
And see the glory of God doing his work amongst us. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It looks as if time will not allow us. Because there is something that I want us to look at that.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at the glory of God in another context again.
Hallelujah.
So the glory of God is what? His majesty and his power over every other power. Now, let's look at the glory of God in another context. Open at Exodus 24, 13 to 17. Exodus 24. Exodus 24, I read from 13 to 17. Let's hear the word of God. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, you see? Oh, praise the God, praise the Lord. Always with him. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. See, he was going with what? Joshua. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And now listen. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain. In the eyes of the children of Israel. Amen. Amen. The glory of God was like what? A devouring fire. In the sight of what? The children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devouring. Fearful fire. But yet, Moses walked. God called Moses to walk. And entered into that devouring fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it never burned him. It never killed him. Amen. And Moses already have seen it in the burning bush. The glory of God. He saw fire burning a what? A plant. A tree or small tree or something like that. And he could see that it was burning. But yet, the tree was not burned. The glory of God. Amen. Like a devouring fire, but it doesn't kill, it doesn't destroy. Hallelujah. But it destroys the enemy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It consumes the enemy. Amen. But it doesn't consume my brother. And so if the glory of God is upon me, my brother, my sister, I am on fire for God. Amen. Fire for God. Hallelujah. But I cannot hurt you, eh? And when I near you, you see, it will be what? It will be fire that will kill you. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Fire that will insult you.
Amen.
Fire that will what? Amen. Will backbiting you.
Amen.
Huh? It will be fire of love.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
That is the glory of God in you.
Amen.
You are a devouring fire. That can consume the enemy.
Amen.
Destroy the enemy.
Amen.
Conquer the enemy.
Amen.
But for your brother and your sister, oh, a loving one.
Amen.
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 The glory of God upon you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So my brother, if you can really talk against your brother, you can just, oh, that fire is a different fire.
Amen.
It's a different fire. The fire that kills.
Amen.
And we know it's what? It's hellfire.
Amen.
Satan's fire.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need the glory of God.
Amen.
You see, when Jesus, do you remember when the Greeks visited him? And he said, oh God, the hour has come. glorify thy name. And a voice came from heaven and said, I've already glorified, and I will glorify it again. Amen. He will glorify it again on whom? In you, enemy. God will glorify himself in you, enemy. That the glory of God will be upon us to glorify his name. And he said, by our fruits, and his name is glorified. Praise the Lord. So, my brother, my sister, the glory of God is upon you. Hallelujah. It is not an Ichabod condition. We want what? The real glory of God to be upon us. That we will love one another. That the church together will be on fire. No strife, no division, but we move as one body. Oh, but then when you were coming, did you leave your leg behind? Oh, you can't leave your leg behind. See, because the leg is part of the body. It must go along. The leg walking and the eyes looking at the way. You see, the knee had to bow down like this for the hand to take something. Oh, praise the Lord. All working in perfect harmony. All working together in perfect harmony. Praise the Lord. Brethren, let us ask God to raise that standard. Because it looks as if some spirits are trying to infiltrate. Brethren, let's watch ourselves. Because it is you or I. When we lower the bar, then the devil will have the chance to come in. Brethren, let's stick up that love of God. Tonight, we want to be like Joshua tonight as we look into the the word of life. And so for our prayer, let's turn to Psalm 44. Then let us pray. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is telling you, pick something upon your heart. Come back with a testimony to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 44. Let's read 1 to 8 quickly so that we get into prayer. Oh my, our time is far spent. When do we, is it 9:30 we close? Eh? Okay, God bless you. Psalm 44. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah and Maskil. Okay. Now, let's hear the word of God. We have heard with our ears, oh God. Now we are reading it with real reverence because we are going to stand on this to pray tonight. Amen. We have heard with our ears, oh God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days and in the time of old. Oh Lord, tonight we have heard it, oh, we've heard it, Lord. And our forefathers, they have told us, the word of God has even made it known to us. The great things that you did in the past. We know of all this, oh Lord, tonight. We know, and Father, one thing is that you have said you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You changeth not. You did it in the past. Oh Lord, how can't you do it tonight for me? Oh, how can't you do it tonight for the sister? How can't you do it tonight for the brother? How can't you do it tonight for the church? How dare you just drive out the heathens, the enemies, with thy hand and planted them? You see, after he has driven off the enemies, then he planted his children. Praise the Lord. Amen. How does this afflict the people and cast cast them out. You see? Oh God, if there is any sickness, any disease, it will be cast out tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because he did it. Anything that is not of God will be cast out tonight. Because he did it. He afflicted the people. Afflict our enemies tonight, Lord. And cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arms save them. Oh, of course, Lord. We cannot fight this battle. Because you said this battle, it is not a carnal battle. It is not blood and flesh. It is a spiritual battle. Amen. And so, Lord, you said you fight for us. Amen. Tonight, Lord, fight for your children. Amen. Amen. It is not we that were able to save ourselves, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance. Praise the Lord. Amen. The right hand of God. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Did the work. Brought victory to him. The light of your countenance. The light of thy countenance. Oh, he is the light of the world. Amen. Wherever the light goes, every darkness has to take place. Amen. Amen. Tonight the light is here. Amen. To clear every shadows. Darkness. Amen. How many believe it?
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is not my word. This is the word of God.
Amen.
The great God. The almighty God. Four. He said, thou art my king, O God. Command. Command deliverance tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Command deliverance tonight, Lord. God is going to command deliverance tonight.
Amen.
God is going to command deliverance tonight.
Hallelujah.
Make your faith ready.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Command deliverance, Lord.
Amen.
Command deliverance, Lord.
Amen.
Tonight, command deliverance. Through thee we will push down the enemies tonight. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us.
Amen.
We will tread upon them.
Hallelujah.
The very promise God gave to Joshua. So wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, I've given unto you.
Amen.
To take dominion.
Amen.
Yes, and we are Joshua's tonight.
Amen.
We will push the enemies. Verse 6. For I will not trust in my bow. No. Neither shall my sword save me.
Amen.
Amen. Though some may trust in chariots, some may trust in horses. We will trust in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Oh, as David said, you come to me with your sword and your shield and all those military things. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Amen. And I will cut off your head tonight.
Amen.
You will cut off his head tonight.
Amen.
Amen. 7. But thou saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hate us. Hated us. In God we boast. We will boast all day long and praise thy name forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. And so look at verse 26 now, the last verse. He said, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. And so arise, my brother, arise. Get up, let's all stand tonight.
Amen.
Oh, the captain of the Lord of hosts is here.
Hallelujah.
He's already, the glory of God was here before we entered here. Because he has prepared the grounds. He knew what was coming tonight. And so he was here already with a drawn sword to lead in the way. How many believe it? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's already here to take up his own leadership amongst us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Now, you see, he said something about the wind. Huh? The prophet said, wind in the Bible means what? It means troubles and trials, strife and war. So the wind that is blowing over tonight, we know the master of the wind.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, before there was no rain. It was what? It said the mist comes out from the earth and watered the ground.
Hallelujah.
But because of sin, God brought in rain.
Hallelujah.
So we know the maker of rain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we know that day when the disciples were in the boat with him, and the whole billows and storms and everything rose up against the boat. When they woke him up, so peace be still.
Hallelujah.
And the billows and the storms and the winds got to obey him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, my brother, I know the master of the wind.
Amen.
I know the master of the wind.
Amen.
I know the master of the wind.
Amen.
Oh, the maker of the rain.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that can what? Calm the storms.
Amen.
And let the sun to shine upon us again.
Amen.
Oh, how many believe it?
Amen.
I want everybody with faith to sing this song before you get into prayer. Oh, hallelujah. As you are singing it, let your heart just be moving. Holding on to faith. Tonight I am Joshua. I can stop the sun. I can stop the sun. Amen. I know the master of the wind.
I know
the maker of the wind. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Times I soar
like an eagle to the high. Out of this, my soul can be found.
An unexpected storm may drive me from the high and bring me low, but never brings me down.
I know the master of the wind. Oh yeah. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the high.
of the peace my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heart. Bring me low, but never bring me down.
Oh, hallelujah! Amen!
I know the master of the victory.
Yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God. Oh, we have come as you have called us. We know who you are, Lord. You are the master of the winds. Oh, you are the one that comes. You are the four angels. Oh, to stop the winds. For you to seal the servants of God. Oh, yes, sir. We know you, Lord. You have never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I know.
Oh, today, Lord, tonight. Your children have a request upon their hearts.
They can come storm.
They have a request, Lord, tonight.
Shine again.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, prove yourself, Lord. Father, prove yourself, Lord. Oh, you did it, oh God. We had it. We have read it, Lord. Our fathers have told us the great things that you did in the past. All the wonderful things. You made a way where there was no way. Oh, you are that God. We have come to your presence tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the one that can calm every storm here. Oh, and let the sun to shine upon your children again. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my brother, my sister. I want to tell you something before you get into prayer. You know, it is that same God tonight who is here. He stopped. He commanded. He commanded the four angels to stand at the four corners of the earth to hold the winds. To hold the winds until he has sealed the servants of God. The 144,000. Today he is that same master. He's holding every wind tonight. He's holding every wind tonight. That's known in the name of Jesus Christ. Just bring your request before him. Because we know he did it in the past. And he has not changed. I believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. That tonight, your request will be met in Jesus' name. He has never failed. And he will never fail. My brother, get yourself into prayer. Whatever is in your heart, upon your heart, just say, Lord. Lord, I've looked into your the mirror of life. I saw what you did for Joshua. Oh, he could stop the sun. Lord, tonight. Tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, of God.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Brethren, you remember the day when Jesus went to the funeral of Lazarus. They have sealed the body with a big stone. Amen. That is always the work of Satan. Sealing you behind a big stone. But what did Jesus say? He said, move away the stone. The stone got to be moved away before he could speak resurrection and life. The same also the three sisters, Salome, Mary Magdalene, and James' mother, Mary, when they were going to anoint the body, then they remembered, who will move the stone for us? But when they arrived there, the stone had already been moved. And what did they see? The glory of God. You got to move away the stone so that he can speak resurrection and life. And he is the light. Every darkness will take flee. Amen. We will pray for the church tonight. We need to pray for the church. We need to remember the church. And the church is you and me. As I would like our musicians, wherever you are, just sing this song. Create in me a clean heart. As we pray again for the church.
Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord, we need a clean heart for this church. Renew a right spirit amongst your children in this church.
Create in me a clean heart.
Clean heart. Without spot, without wrinkle.
Right spirit within me.
A holy church without spot.
Create in me a clean heart. Oh,
oh Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, yes, Lord,
renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away.
Oh, God, cast me not away from thy presence, oh, Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore, oh Lord, restore, Lord Jesus,
the joy,
a joy in this church, love in this church, understanding in this church. Lord, restore, restore, Lord.
Ask me not away.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
No,
oh, Father, we raise up this church before you.
Thy presence, Lord, oh Lord,
we raise the church, the spirit of this church before you, O God.
Oh, thy Holy Spirit from me.
Don't take away the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Restore unto this church
the joy of thy
the joy, the love upon this church, Lord. Oneness, perfect harmony.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name a clean
create in everyone in this church a new heart, Lord. Create, Lord. Create it, O God. Renew it, Lord. Renew every spirit in you. Name of Jesus Christ. Father, you said you present to yourself a glorious church. Lord, we want to be that glorious church. A church without spot. A church without wrinkle. A holy church without spot.
Me not away.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Alone.
Command, drive out from this church.
No,
kill every
Holy
life, Lord,
from
in His church.
Restore
your Holy Spirit, Lord. Restore love, Lord. Restore joy, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
And renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh yes, and renew a right spirit within me.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Father, we raise up this church before you, O God. Lord, you said you will present to yourself a glorious church. A church without spot, a church without wrinkle. A holy church, you said you will present to yourself, O Lord. Father, kill every strife, Lord, amongst us, O God. In the name of Jesus.
We ask your grace, Lord, our provider this night, Lord. You be glorified.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Let us remember our communion service that is coming on Saturday, that the Lord will prepare each and everyone. The Lord will create a new spirit. The Lord will renew everyone. And even tonight, even as we leave here already, we know that if anyone is sick amongst us, even those who were not able to come, we still remember them in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit of the Lord will touch them and heal each and everyone. That the Lord will prepare us as we meet at table with Him. That whatever the Lord has for us, we want to receive them to His glory, not to our glory. Brethren, tonight, do you believe that your request has been answered? Do you believe that the captain of the Lord's host has fought for you tonight? You said your word will never return to you void. It will go and accomplish and establish. Lord, we have read your word tonight. In many ways, Lord, we believe every word of it, that you changeth not, as you did in the past. Lord, you do it today. Lord, we look forward to come back and carry our testimony and wave it, O Lord, to glorify your name. We believe it, Lord. We have claimed them tonight. Lord, for the spirit of Ichabod, we know it is far away from us. One time we know when the children of God, their condition was an Ichabod condition. In the time of the king of King Ahab, the Bible says the altar of God had been broken down. And the children of God had turned to worship another God. And when Elijah came and challenged a showdown on Mount Carmel, Lord, he did something first. He put the altar of God right. He placed that 12 stones scripturally, Lord. And when he called upon your glory, because everything was right, your glory descended upon it. Lord, help us, O God, as a church, that we lay everything right, O God. We lay everything right, O God, that your glory, that devouring fire, will come over this church, Lord. That it will be a love, it will be understanding, it will be a perfect harmony. We believe it tonight, Lord, that there is a change. You have renewed us. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your word can never fail. And we believe it, Lord Jesus, that tonight, as your children have raised up their individual requests before you, it has been answered. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Let's sing one victory song before we go. We've got the power. Praise the Lord. Now tell the enemy, tell Satan, we've got the power. And tonight, we tread you under our feet. Victory has already been won for us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Your hand,
just clap your hands and worship him.
Let us all our enemies for a
He has been
got the power.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, we've got the power. In the name of the Lord, those Satan witches, we can never defeat. We've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us.
Yes, sir.
By the church,
oh,
of
glory!
Jesus is still alive.
Yes, sir. Like a mighty army. Oh, we keep marching onward. Oh, winning every battle. With the Lord, the captain of the Lord
hosts.
We've got the power. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord. Those Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord.
power. In the name of Jesus, we've got the power.
Oh,
thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. You have never failed us, Lord. Father, you always keep thy promises. And you said where two or three will gather in your name, there you'll be in their midst, Lord. And Father, this very day we have seen this scripture being fulfilled in our midst. And we want to glorify your name and just to say thank you, Father, for you are faithful indeed. Help us, Lord, that as we would go home, this word that has been preached would not remain here, but it would go with us in our hearts, that we continue to meditate upon it, Lord, that we be not only hearers of the word, but be doers of the same word, yes. Lord. Please help us, Father, that this word would continue to have an effect in our life, to mold us, Father, to continue to examine ourselves, Lord, that we should never come to that condition where we would say Ichabod, but that, Father, the people would look upon us, Lord, and see your glory shining in our faces, Lord. I pray for every family, every brother, every sister that is here tonight, that you bless them. That, Father, even those that were not with us, we commit them unto you and ask, Father, that you will be with them and that you would bless them too. Father, we pray you would quicken them, that, Father, as we would come on Saturday, Lord, we will be together, Lord, to glorify your name and that you would come amongst us once again. Help us, Father, to continually examine, Lord, ourselves before we would come to partake of communion. We just ask, Father, that, Lord, we come to take it with you, that it be not in vain, but that it be true communion, Lord. Please bless our brother that ministered faithfully. We commit him to you. Restore virtue and strength unto him, Lord. And we pray for the church. Lord, we ask that you would keep us together and that, Lord, we would hold tight to one another until the devil would have no chance to come amongst us, Lord. Please, Father, watch over us, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you would watch over us as we go home and that, Father, would give us a good rest and that you would continue to strengthen us to keep serving you, Lord. For that's our desire, Lord. We ask these things and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Amen.
Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake. Faith in the Father and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners awake. Faith in Jehovah can anything.